Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we did.
Oh, man. Why does it feel like Monday?
I don't know. We had Monday yesterday. We were all wired up and ready to go and just beautiful. And then this morning we're all like,
yeah.
Oh, Lord. I know you think I'm going to sleep or something. And I was like, well, and I didn't go to bed till late, though. So.
Yeah, I know. I was watching your Facebook. You know what I'm always doing? It'll be quiet because, you know, if you listen to the show, my phone goes off. I have all these little weird alerts, and I think yours is a bird. And I'll hear, tweet, 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 and, you know, like 2:30, and I'm like, why is Ginger up? That's what I always say, why is Ginger up? I know why I'm up, but why is she up?
I was getting the last of my levels to 87, and because I knew it opened up. Yeah, I did. So now I have two new dungeons. Yay! Because those other two, I was able to, like, run in my sleep. I'd done so much.
See, that's the reason why you all need to be playing Fallen Earth. You don't have those issues.
Exactly. I know, and apparently, like, some of the people played yesterday, but they didn't tell me passwords, and I was like, well, why didn't you,
But they played Fallen Earth?
Me. Yeah. No, but, you know, message me. They messaged me before, so I know. You know, hey, I'm thinking about playing. I'm going to play around such and such time. I will try to be there.
We will play.
I don't promise anything. I will try to be there. That was a world. And I was like, all right, WoW in the guild. I'm signing up for a guild meeting on Sunday at 7. I'm like, I will tentatively be there.
Do they know your secret identity as Ginger?
Yes. Yeah, I'm always, everywhere I go, I'm always, just me, look, check out our stuff,
Ginger,
our show.
Ginger's new theme song, every day I'm hustling.
Oh, yeah.
man. Okay.
So, yay, Tuesday.
As a trailer, that's what I'm trying to get.
Three more days until the weekend.
It's the weekend, baby. Ooh, I will be so happy to see the weekend. Okay, I just told Baby Natrix yesterday she's going to be fired because she is 3 weeks behind on her column. Somebody asked me, where is the Minecraft? Now, I would like to point out, no, Baby Natrix is extremely busy. She does have the trailer. She keeps forgetting to send them to me. But she is trying out for All City something band. Did I mention she plays violin to y'all? Yeah, she
does. Awesome. Good for her.
Yeah, that's why she was yelling at the lady on the TV about, you know, not all gamers just constantly sit and play games. She has other interests. That's what she yelled at the TV. I do other stuff, is what she says.
Girl, I am looking at signing up for a dance class here in town, so.
Man, if you were near me, I would go with you.
I was like, you know what? I need something to get me out and get me moving. I don't want
to. That is something I love to do. That's why I don't tell y'all where I live, because
it's not like but they also have Zumba, but this is some kind of like cardio light something. I don't know.
Ooh.
I was like, well, we'll see.
Ooh, I want to play.
It sounded interesting. And it's held by the city. It was on the city website, so it's kind of interesting. You know, I thought maybe I can meet some other people.
This dancing thing, this amazing kicking and screaming is what you're going to do?
Yeah.
Kill you.
Nice. You know who I am. Watch my video.
Oh, I don't think they're ready.
No, but probably not. That's okay. All right, but I think these other people are ready for some news.
We've only done 4 minutes of banter, and they say they like our banter. So we only did 4 minutes.
And they do like our banter for some strange reason.
I got to tell you, Ginger, you are a little full of energy. I had some issues keeping up with you. Yes, you are. You know what? It's not even that I have issues. Most of everybody that works at Game Street is very high energy. I'm high energy, but on the outside, I look very calm. And I'm always walking slow. So everybody else is always walking fast. So whenever, if you ever see us at an event, if you can't find me when you see the group of them together walking, I'm probably about 20 feet behind them. I just walk slow. Everything is like, I just have to cruise.
I have short legs. Learn to walk fast.
Yes, you do have short legs. But that girl was gone. I was talking, walking behind her, and then I looked away for like 5 seconds and looked back. Ginger's gone. I don't know where she is. And you can't.
I saw something shiny. I don't know.
That's when I found you at the booth. At the booth for RTX. I was like, oh, that's where she went. But you disappeared for a couple of seconds. I didn't know where you went. I was like, oh my God, I have lost the Ginger. I'm going to get cut. I'm supposed to be watching her. I'm supposed to be keeping an eye on her. We all know. She gets a little high strung. All right. Oh my God. Okay. I got something else I got to share with you later on off air. I know y'all are wondering what it is, but I will tell you later. Later. All right. Well, now we do some news now that I slowed it. Now I got Ginger talking all slow. I'm sorry, Ginger.
I know. How dare you?
I'm sorry.
All right. Well, I guess what I'm going to...
She's really talking slow. Did I hear that?
Yeah, now I am. So I'm all like, crap, which one is it? I'm trying to find, you know what, people? I've got windows open all over the place. I'm working on this. Okay. All right, I have the right one now. All right, so if you are watching the screen, I'm going to hit play. Yes, I am. I have the Dust 514 open beta trailer. Yes. All right, so CCP Games enters open beta with their new Dust 514. Planetary Dominance and Trilling. Wow. All right. It's not Star Trek. Planetary Dominance and Thrilling Shooter Action awaits all who enter the war. CCP Games is proud to announce that Dust 514 is officially in open beta, free to download and play for anyone with a PlayStation 3. I'm going to go check this out later. Yes, I am. Having recently connected Dust 514 with EVE Online, CCP has forged an unprecedented, persistent, single-shard universe of incredible depth and scale. Now EVE Online's expansive new Eden universe connects two different games across PC and console platforms in real time. This is the first time two games from different genres and different platforms, a PC combat simulator and a console first-person shooter, have been linked together in one massive online gaming experience. And holy cow, look at that trailer. That's beautiful.
Wow.
Now that Dust 514 has been a beta, mercenaries can begin to shape their careers. I know, right? I want to play it. It's sexy. It's so sexy. It's going on my PS3 as soon as the show is over. Going forward, all skill upgrades, weapon choices, drop suit selections, and vehicle fittings will shape the fighting strategies and the battles of all mercenaries in Dust 514. The Dust 514 open beta is the CCP's long-term vision for the EVE universe. In the upcoming weeks and for years to come, CCP will continually improve upon the overall Dust 514 experience, adding features, content, as well as deeper integration between the two games. Dust 514 brings intense infantry combat, large-scale warfare, and deep character advancement to the PlayStation 3 in an exclusive free-to-play, massively multiplayer shooter. I am going to get this. Yes, I am, especially since it's free-to-play. All right, so I've got the information for their Twitter, for their Facebook, and where else you can find this. Over at GameMatrix.com this morning, head over there, check it out. If you've not seen the new site, I think it's up and working this morning, yes? I think so. Corey's quiet, so I'm going to
assume it's... Oh, I'm sorry, yeah, it's up and running. Okay. Here's some amazing news I'm going to share with you from Mozilla.org. And I actually need to pass this to Ginger. I got apples stuck in my teeth. That is not cute. That is not sexy.
No, it's not. But apples are really good for your teeth.
Okay, this is actually their official website. But what they, check this out, and I want you guys to try not to gasp. I want you to keep your hand above the desk. When you see this, have you got that up, Ginger? Mm-hmm.
Sean, hold
on. Is that
not working? No, I installed Opera a little bit ago.
Oh,
see if that better. And yeah, Opera's all like, would you let me know this? No, I wouldn't.
All right, so just while she's talking and trying to get that open, Mozilla, you see it yet? Yeah, Mozilla.
I'm waiting for it to.
Oh, we got a problem, Houston.
That link's not going to be open.
Really? And because, okay, wow. That is amazing.
So they got issues?
Well, no, they don't have issues. They decided to. Wow, I don't know what they. Well, let me just tell you the story while Ginger works with that link, because it may or may not open for you. Firefox, Mozilla, has debuted today two new phones. Oh.
Really?
Yes. Mozilla's focus on low-end devices with Firefox operating system, they're calling refreshing over at VentureBeat. Today, the browser maker unveiled two developer preview phones for Firefox operating system that it's offering in partnership with a Spanish startup called Geekphone. Okay, thanks, Blog Talk. Okay, continuing on with my story, because a lot of you were like, what the fuzzy just happened? Okay, so I gave you the link to Geek's phone, and there's a big old picture of the new Firefox phone there on the front page. Did we lose our Mozilla page? Oh, there.
It finally loaded.
Okay, there's another link that did you just get that link? Let me make sure you got it. Geeksphone.com. See,
okay.
Live show, people. Live show. Never know what's going to happen. We don't pre-record. Okay, so Mozilla, of course, is placing the spotlight on a less powerful Keon phone. That's what you're seeing there. It's a small 3.5-inch phone with a 1 gigahertz processor, 4 gigabytes of storage, and 512 megabytes of RAM. With those specs, the Keon would barely even cut it as a cheap Android phone for the most part. But in Brazil, which is where Mozilla is debuting the Firefox operating system phones later this year, it's representative of the devices that many consumers will actually be able to afford to buy, which is nice. Hola, Firefox.
Hola.
Isn't that gorgeous? On a slightly more powerful end, though, Geek's Phone is also working on a developer preview phone called Peak. It is a 4.3-inch screen. I like that it's orange, too, right? You know I would like that. That's how it caught my eye. The Peak is a 4.3-inch screen. It's 1.2 gigahertz dual-core Snapdragon S4 processor and has a much better camera than the Keon that's coming out. Now, these phones are not meant to take on iPhone. They're saying they're aimed to get developers comfortable with the Firefox operating system and its complete reliance on open web standards, which is Mozilla's big selling point for the platform. Apps for Firefox operating system are already built entirely in HTML5, but will have the same sort of functionality as native apps on iOS and Android. Oh, Mozilla's about to blow up.
Yes, it is. They just have to, well, I guess it's not really them, but whatever's going on with the Flash plugin in Firefox.
That's Adobe.
It's Firefox. But it's with all of them. It's with Chrome. It's with Firefox. It was even doing it in Opera earlier.
It does it in IE. IE is already jacked up as it is, although I hear they've gotten better. But, Adobe, I don't know what you guys did. Like, I went to
Crap.
That's not what we wanted to say. I went to a website yesterday, and it wasn't even a normal little Flash pop-up. You know how you have a little window drop down and it's all inconspicuous? It was a big, big, huge button that was like, would you like to update your Flash? It was like it was yelling at me. It might as well have been all in caps. I was not very pleased with that. And I was like, my Flash is up to date. And it said, no, it's not. I clicked it. Your Flash is up to date. I just said that. Why are you harassing me, Flash? We used to be friends. I used to make instances and things and that. I made Flash movies way back when it was Flash 3. But why are you being mean? Is it because I broke up with you? Because I left you behind for PHP? Is that what it is?
Rude people.
Sometimes a girl's got to move along, Flash. It's not that I don't like you. I just needed a better coding boyfriend.
Well, something burning. I live out in the boonies, people. It's going to be that season. There's something burning somewhere, and the smoke is making me cough.
There's two burning seasons now that you mention it. There's two. Did you know that?
Is there?
Yes, your winter and your fall burning season. Right, winter going into spring and summer going into fall are two burning seasons in Texas, which is annoying.
Mm-hmm. All right. Wow. People, if you're gonna troll smartly, intelligently. Two more League of Legends pro players get banned for unsavory behavior. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. Four League of Legends players have been permanently banned from competition, according to Riot Games. Ilias, Envision, Hartsema of Mouthports, and Damian Linak Lorthios of Ingersoll Authority will not be allowed to take part in this weekend's League Championship Series Season 3 qualifier or any other professional tournament events for the remaining 2013 season. These are the second and third pro players banned from the game for unsavory behavior. Back in December, we told you about the douchebag Christian I Will Dominate Rivera from the League of Legends Championship Series for what called persistent toxic behavior. According to the League of Legends Tribunal, Hartsema was reported for unsavory behavior in 29% of his total matches. Hartsema had been given 18 punishments and 2 alternate account bans in the past. Lorthios had complaints for 20% of his games. He had 7 prior punishments and 1 alternate account ban. Wow, people. How many times do you have to be banned? That is just ridiculous. Ridiculous. You hearing me? Stop being douchebags, all right?
Apparently they have to be banned quite a bit before they get the message.
Yeah, apparently. All right. I don't know.
I don't understand the mental capacity behind cheating at a game.
I don't either.
It's a game. Why are you?
It's a game, folks.
Why are you?
And you're competing competitively. You got the job that 99% of gamers dream of.
That would be absolutely
correct. You got the good life, and you screwed it up by cheating. If you don't actually have the talent, if you don't have the skills, don't compete. If you have to cheat, don't compete. How hard is that?
Word.
Oh, Jay, you are not right.
What did he say?
Oh, Jay, I don't like you right now.
Oh, Jay, you done messed up when Ginger don't like you.
He did. I know, right? I know.
What did he say? What? Ooh, I got to go to my Twitter. Buffalo chicken lit. Oh, you know what?
Yeah, I totally had to share the picture.
Jay, that is not right. And I love Red. You know what? I'm not your friend.
We are over, Jay. We are totally over.
You know what? Now I have to go out and get lunch today. Thank you, Jay. I was trying to be healthy. I was going to eat healthy. So I have a lovely bowl of oatmeal with apples and honey sitting next to me, and I was quietly munching. And I wasn't even sharing because it was healthy. And look at it.
How rude. How rude. All right, so we want to move on over to it now.
Ah, Scarlet Blade.
All right. I will share that one then. But tell me when you're ready.
I'll be ready with my mouth full of apples.
Okay.
That was not meant to be as dirty as it sounded. Okay.
Interesting. You know, at least it's not a mouthful of nuts.
I have no response to that. Okay.
Just killed the core.
New Scarlet Blade.
In the morning, it's because I've been fired.
A new Scarlet Blade details have emerged. Area Games releases a full brand new website and dynamic new character trailer for the hotly anticipated free-to-play MMORPG. The totally updated website reveals a plethora, I love that word, of details on Scarlet Blade. Eager fans can also get their first glimpse at the game's deeply immersive background story, a riveting tale chronicling the initial invasion of Earth by the ruthless Narak and mankind's subsequent fall. Following the near extinction of the human race, the burden falls on the few left to avenge humanity and the Earth itself. The Arcana. Are you showing that?
I am. That's
pretty. Isn't that nice? An elite group of genetically engineered humanoid females are also the only ones capable of taking on the Narak. And, of course, they are scantily clad. Well, they're not too scantily clad. Some of them are. I do like that gun, and I've heard the horse one. I need to play as her. And I normally will not play as other creatures in games, just so y'all know. It's just a little quirk I have. I like to be human.
I mean, it's definitely Eastern, so they're not wearing a whole lot, but they definitely have armor on.
Yeah, they have actual armor. It's not just, you know, some garter belts and some heels and going, I'm covered. Yeah. I'm going out to battle in the field with my sword. No.
No, you're not.
You don't God, Jay, I'm not talking to you. I want to hear how healthy your sandwich is. I don't. Okay, so anyway.
She is done, broke up with you, Jay. You've done it.
You done it. You done messed up.
Done it.
So, Scarlet Blade will be free to download, and like all of Area Games titles, will be free to play. You can sign up for the closed beta, right now at scarletblade.areagames.com and stay up to date on their Facebook page, which is / Scarlet Blade. And of course, if you're not listening to this live and you'd like to walk down the street to New York, like I always imagine you all doing, you can go over to scarletblade.areagames.com when you get home and sign up for the beta. Or drop by GameAndMatrix.com where you can just click the link and then go straight to the site. Because it'll be up here shortly.
Yes.
Word.
All right, so.
Word.
Rednecks and zombies. Those things go hand in hand, right?
I think so.
Let me hit play over here. All right, into your bar with a shotgun blast. It's the end of another day for our good old redneck. Just as he's starting to close the bar. All right. Strange customers start coming in through the door. Damned zombies! All right, so in February, Bogey Picks will be back with its very latest homegrown game, Redneck Revenge, a zombie road trip. Enjoy all the madcap fun with this cartoon-style 2D shoot-em-up. Carry out your investigation and find out where all the zombies are coming from. Armed to the teeth, get ready to fend off these undead partygoers. Alright, so step into red shoes and play one of the unlikeliest heroes in a cartoon-like world filled with survivors and totally wacky zombies. A game with a simple concept. Defend your position and kill as many zombies as possible over 30 colorful levels. Explore a wide range of environments such as the bar, Route 66, the junkyard, and the nightclub. Personalize.
What is this obsession with
Rednecks wardrobe?
What is the obsession with Rednecks and Route 66? What is it?
I don't know. Personalize and completely update Redneck's wardrobe. Red's such a fashion icon. Oh my god. Upgrade Red's weapons and powers, including rifles, flamethrowers, spud guns, beer launchers, exploding chickens, and bulldozer hogs. Survival mode with over 50 different and varied objectives, and the ultimate reward, and many winks and nods just waiting to be discovered. Oh my god. Alright, so that's interesting.
Yeah.
Redneck Revenge. Yay!
What?
Something had noise. Loud noise.
I was like, what? What happened?
Such loud noise.
Are you okay, Ranger?
I'm good. It wasn't the zombies.
Are you all white?
I'm all white.
Oh, that reminds me. I got to talk to you something else later. We always have a bunch of stuff to discuss. All right. Did I mention Temple Run yesterday? I was going to mention it. That best not be.
It sounds familiar, but I don't know.
Okay. Temple Run is a game I actually discovered on the iPad some time ago, and it is highly addictive. And of course, it made its way to pretty much all of the platforms. Well, not all platforms. It's not on Xbox, PlayStation, or Wii. You may find it on the Wii U at some point because Wii U is probably the only one capable of running it at this point in time. But they've released Temple Run 2. It's amassed more than 20 million downloads on the App Store its first 4 days on sale, and it's earned itself the top spot in charts on iOS app, free iOS apps just after 8 hours of being on the charts. And Keith Shepard, who's a co-founder of the company that made Temple Run, is MNG. I am trying to get you guys a trailer because you have to see this to fully understand why people are playing this. Very high octane. Oh, yeah, you know what? This is why we didn't do it yesterday. I couldn't get a good trailer for them. You could go over to their website, though, imangstudios.com, or just download it. It's free to download and play, and it really is fun. I'll tell you about it in just a second. The game, of course, was released on January 17th and is also number 3 in the top grossing apps chart. They're reporting that the game has already seen 210 million sessions, resulting in around 1,775 years of gameplay. And they do keep track of stats like that while you're playing, ironically. Its predecessor, Temple Run, which was released in August of 2011, has been downloaded more than 170 million times from the App Store, Google Play, and Amazon Marketplace. So when I say it's everywhere, it's everywhere. Last October, they revealed a 2-year partnership with monetization solution provider W3i. Basically, the premise of Temple Run is it is it works with the technology in your phone, you know, the tilt technology,
mm-hmm.
so that when you tilt your phone left, the character leans left or moves left, right, forward, so on and so forth. But what the game is, here's a fun way to do something on rails, is he's running through temples, and you have to keep him from hitting, falling off into things. And when I say high octane, this is not the game for you people that like your games slow all the time. This is going to keep your mind occupied. And there have been several knockoffs. I think I have one on my phone now that it's a security officer. He has to run through security and under laser beams and stuff. But yeah, he has to slide. So you have the only other thing you can use is your finger to make him jump over chasms, try to avoid trees or water. And it is hilarious, of course. It has the humor when he hits the tree, gets the hole flat, and the birdies run ahead, and then you start over. And again, this is trying to navigate a map. It's super fast speed. He's running. And you go to coins, you got to collect, blah, blah, blah. Very, very fun to play. I'm not going to say for long periods of time because after a while, when you start losing them like I did. Oh, I forget to mention the monkeys that are chasing you.
I think you did. I hadn't heard about that one.
Yeah, I forgot about the monkeys. And again, free to play, whole lot of fun. We'll keep the little people busy if you got little people. Keep the older people busy because they're trying to see what's going on the iPad. Or they keep tilting the thing the wrong way and he falls off the side. You know, there's all kinds of stuff. Yes, fun. Yeah, I say that because I let my grandmother play. And she was like, why is he running? My grandmother likes the backstory. Why is he running? I said, well, there's monkeys chasing him. Well, why doesn't he just shoot him? I said, there's no gun, Nana. Well, why doesn't he have a gun? Why would you go into the jungle in a temple with no gun? You know what, Nana? Just give me the game.
Oh,
well,
no.
I'll play for a minute, and then he fell off the pad. And she says, damn it, I don't play this. This is stupid.
Oh, my God.
And she says, that's some left for this. Yep.
Oh, my God.
What?
All right, I got to read this. And Corey?
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry.
Am I going to be mad?
You may be. You may very well be.
Uh-oh.
EA is once again the devil. Gabriel Toledano says blaming sexism for a lack of women in the games industry is a cop-out.
Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday. That's what I was talking about yesterday.
Okay, all right.
I've already been mad at them.
Did you read exactly what he said?
She, all right. That's why I called her a puppet head. Mm-hmm.
We want more women to work in games. We have to recognize that the problem isn't sexism.
Yeah, we'll talk about it Thursday night. Puppethead. Mm-hmm.
Puppethead?
She's a puppet head. I mean, somebody has their hand up her dress and they're making her mouth move.
Yeah.
They got a whole different kind of way. But
they could. It very well could. It could. All right. I have to show this image. So I've got to open up a window real quick. Oh, that's so tiny. Oh, well, I'm going to show it anyways because, oh, my God, it's cute. Okay, so this little boy is awesome, by the way. Bungie shows kindness to young liver transplant Halo transplant patient and Halo fan. God, I can't talk. Over at Reddit, which, you know, I probably should check out more, they revealed a grand and charitable deed that Bungie did for a very sick little boy in Seattle. According to Reddit, Seattle-based Reddit user Fiscal reached out to Bungie asking them to send something to his 5-year-old son who was in the process of getting a liver transplant. Bungie obliged the family by sending him a variety of special Halo swag, including a replica helmet, which was hand-delivered to the boy. Some may read the story about a 5-year-old boy playing Halo and wonder why his parents won't play an M-rated game. His father explains that best. He doesn't play Halo the way you or I would. I'll sit down and be a part of the campaign with him, or Mom will join us for our own multiplayer game. He likes the idea of Halo more than playing Halo. He also likes wearing a t-shirt, part of the Bungie care package. The family was grateful to Bungie and everyone else for doing their part in Aiden's son's recovery. We are fortunate enough to have health insurance that took care of the transplant, all subsequent appointments and medications. He also asked the people who want to help out to donate to the American Association for the Study of Liver Diseases. Wow, 5 years old and having to have a liver transplant. That's scary. you know what? Brave little dude. Way to go. That's amazing.
He is.
And thank you, Bungie. That is so thoughtful and sweet. Y'all don't have to do that kind of thing, and that you would show that you're human and you're sweet and you've not lost touch with who you really are.
Bunch of hot guys that make games, and they're also nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's hot, but hey, I'll give you all some credit. If you hang with hot guys, you can be hot too.
Yes. All right, so what you got for me, Miss Corey? All right, paste and go. Corey?
I'm sorry, these apples weren't going to themselves.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Are you going to
share with the people, Ginger?
I'm sharing.
Just wrong. Why she's gasping. I will tell you why. Because you see that lovely page there? That's where you need to be right now, signing up for the Elder Scrolls Online Beta. That's right.
I was totally signed up. I was told to see my information. So
I was signing up while Ginger was talking. Okay. So they're pleased to announce beta signups for the Elder Scrolls Online are now open at elderscrollsonline.com, not to be confused with scrolls, because we know how that worked out. The full announcement on the opening of the beta signups, they sent over to us and then didn't attach. So I'm going to give you the lowdown. It is due to be released, or it's being released this year for PC and Mac. You can find more information at their website, because they did not send to us. I love when they say it's we've given you the PR. There's no PR here. There's nothing. Erin, yeah, I'm calling your name out.
You gave us nothing.
You gave us nothing, Erin. I will tell you, this sign-up is serious business. They're asking, they want to know what games you've played. So if you're not a big MMO person, you're just playing to get in, this doesn't look like they're going to just take anybody. The beta sign-up has stuff like they want to know what games you played, and they've pretty much listed every big MMO with the exception of Fallen Earth and APB. Why is it not on here?
Where is it?
Why is it not on here? They also want to know if you've played any of the Elder Scrolls. So if Skyrim was your first Elder Scrolls, and you think that's the first Elder Scrolls, you might want to think about that. They want to know your play style. They want to know what kind of things do you like to do in the game. Do you like crafting? Do you like PvP, questing, PvP open world, gathering, collecting, story lore? I'm checking all of that because you know how we roll here. Crafting. Love me some crafting. They also want...
I know, it's what we play with all on Earth.
That's exactly why. But this is going to be extensive. So if you're at work and you don't have time to actually sit down and do this, and, of course, you can't use your work computer because they're going to have you run a couple of tests. They want your operating system information, your DXDAG. You know what? I'm probably not going to be able to do this since I'm still running XP on my gaming computer. They're going to force me to upgrade. I'm going to have to find hard drives and stuff. Why? Why would you all do this to me? They're just giggling. Yeah, my baby's pretty, she's pretty badass too, but, you know, I didn't, remember, I kind of threw her together. That was a tired weekend.
You did. While I enjoy building my own computers, I don't envy anyone having to put one together. It's always kind of a pain in the neck. Something always goes wrong.
Was my own fault. That was user error. My hard drives are not being recognized. You have to plug them in, Corey.
Yeah. See. And it's always scary. Always so scary.
I freaked out so much, I had to go lie down. You ever see those older women that are like, I need to go lie down. Oh, my God. I'm dizzy. I need to lie down. Bring me my aspirin. That was me that day. I was like, oh, God, I need to lie down. My hard drives are not being recognized. And baby, she's like, it's okay. I said, no, I need to lie down. I can't do it. My hard drives are gone. They're dead. All that information is needed. I bring me water.
Wait a minute, I opened the wrong trailer here. There we go. That's the trailer that I wanted to open. All right, so, you know, of course I went having a headache. Well, maybe she can keep working with this game.
Uh-oh, what happened? You never gave me that pirate game from earlier in...
I gave you the link. Go back. It's there somewhere. All right, so FDG's Banana Kong for iOS to release this Thursday, January the 24th. Kind of looks like an update, but sort of a ripoff of another game that sounds awfully familiar.
Banana Kong is a thrilling, endless runner through jungle caves and tree tops. Run, jump, bounce, swing on vines as you help Banana Kong to outrun a huge banana avalanche. Keep full control with highly responsive single-finger tap and swipe controls. The game also adds a new twist to the genre. The player can change settings on the fly with the help of a power dash to reach caves and treetop area. Ride the boar or fly through the toucan, or fly with the toucan to overcome. Fly with the toucan to overcome dangerous obstacles like massive boulders, crocodiles, piranhas, and boiling lava. Anyone out the lava? All right, so nature can be a, nature can be a cruel enemy. While you dash through the jungle, you'll be able to outrun your friends. Thanks to the full game center integration, you can also see your friend's best distance right in the game, compare your high scores, and unlock achievements while improving your playing style. By the way, I started playing that whole Candy Crush. I don't like you, Corey. How dare you? I started playing it.
I didn't tell you to play Candy Crush. I told you to play Bubble Witch.
Bubble Witch, if my whole computer wouldn't lock up every time I go to play it. That's a little bit annoying. Oh, that does look fun. I'll play that. Nope, two swipes in, and my whole computer just literally locks up. I'm like, I know it's on my stuff. I just built this. It's brand new. Very annoying.
Mm-mm. Well, you know what? This game is very similar to Temple Run, but it's a side-scroller. Temple Run is also very unique in the fact that it's from behind. You're behind the guy, like you're running. So
this one kind of reminds me. What was that one that I played a while back? Somebody sent for me to play. It was Outrun the Yeti or something. Yeti Run, Yeti Dash, something. And it kind of reminded me of this.
Yeah, side scrollers are good, but I do like a behind but front back run thing. It was rather unique. Oh my God, what was that? Why didn't he jump on it? Dude,
I don't know.
He's kind of a fast-paced Mario, ironically. He's like a mix between Mario and Donkey Kong.
Yeah, he does kind of look like that.
Oh, I wonder if there's going to be some
issues. Yeah, you know, I'm already wondering about the whole Banana Kong.
Yes, I think there's going to be some issues. Oh, man, there might be.
You're right, it does look like Mario.
Mario and Donkey Kong combined. How come he can jump through stuff? That's not fair. That's like cheating. He shouldn't be able to jump through ground from above.
I know. We just named it, you know, Mario Kong.
All right. I am not tweeting much today. But I will tell you this. Ralph Nader. Ralph Nader, no longer one of my favorite people, as if he ever was, is saying, you know what, I'm going to give you guys a chance to sit down. I want you to sit down before I tell you this because it's going to piss you off. And yes, I had to use that terminology during the day because it's going to. It's going to make you very, very angry. I will also be tweeting this link. Did I just give you the link? Go ahead and throw that up.
I am working on that right now.
I want
now.
People to see who we are working with here, these people, and what they think about us, our community. Mm-hmm.
And what do they think about our community? Who am I going to have to smack around?
As you see there, the lovely man, Ralph Nader, is calling video game developers electronic child molesters.
Electronic child molesters?
Yes. Consumer safety advocate and former presidential candidate Ralph Nader is railing against developers of violent video games. He spoke to Politico about his disappointment in...
ignorant son of a...
He said he spoke to... Yes, he spoke to Barack Obama's proposals to curb gun violence. Nader said the commander-in-chief was letting creators, pardon me, of violent media off easy. He says we are in the peak of violent entertainment. Television program violence, unbelievable. Video game violence, unprecedented. He says he's not saying he wants to censor this. He says, I think he should sensitize people that they should protect their children and family from these kind of electronic child molesters. Nader was speaking with the blog on the eve of President Obama's second...
Oh, my God. Nader, does he even know what the hell an actual child molester is?
Yeah.
Does he realize...
I'm looking at one. Pointing to you, Mr. Nader. You look... Anyway, he ran against Obama as an independent presidential candidate in 2008 and was critical of the president for not following through on campaign promises, including raising the minimum wage and cracking down on those on Wall Street responsible for a financial crisis that hit the peak that year. And weren't you one of the people involved? Wouldn't you have been in trouble there, Nader? You know, this was probably not the smartest thing that you've said, Ralph. We've told you before, gamers are not.
I wonder why you had to run independent and couldn't be voted in.
Who was going to support you saying stuff like that? Wow. I'm actually going to give you a link to this. This is over from our friends at Games Industry International. You probably won't be able to get in to look at it, but if you're listening to the show, I'm willing to bet somebody's going to throw up a petition. I don't know where he works, but we need to get him out of there. We need to silence this old man.
Yes, yes. I'm disgusted.
Yeah, that he would make the comparison.
Wow, that's just ridiculous and sick, and I can't even believe that
he would make the comparison. That is not a good comparison. You cannot agree with whatever the president is doing, but to compare developers to child molester is out of hand. It's out of control.
Exactly.
It's wrong. It's over the top. It tells me you probably don't understand the culture that you're speaking about, and that's what's been happening. I really think game politics you all are going to have to do what they've done in the UK, which is get these guys together there on Capitol Hill and Congress and the Senate and let them play some of these games, because they have this view where they just think that this is all this is about. You're sitting down and you're killing things. That's all we do as gamers. That's what we do all day, every day when we play games. And they also are under the mistaken guise that it's all men, and No. We need to do something, because it kind of hurt me. How could you compare this to something so heinous?
And being, already been there. Not going to go back down that road. Y'all can tune in to other shows to listen to that. Thursday. I think we may talk about this. All right, so Firefall is going public this weekend, at least for the beta weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Firefall to begin public beta weekend testing. If you're watching our channel, you can see the trailer right now. Ooh, look at all the bugs. All right, so Red 5 Studios announced today that Firefall will begin its first public beta test this Friday during an unlocked 48-hour beta weekend. To kick off the news, it has released a new action-packed trailer, which I'm showing you. The January 25th test is one of three unlocked beta weekends scheduled for early this year. Two additional public stress tests are planned for February and March as part of Red 5's strategy to rapidly roll out Firefall's beta. Players can find more information on the upcoming beta weekends and help stress test the servers. If you want that information, you gotta go get it from GameNatrix.com this morning. After successfully completing a few controlled stress tests late last year, we're excited to move into the next phase, says James McCauley, Vice President of Development, Red 5 Studios. This will be the first time that we've opened up Firefall servers to everyone. We're really looking forward to gathering a bunch of new feedback and data that will help us build up a launch later this year. So that's awesome. This is actually cool looking. And they have jetpacks. They are flying around with jetpacks. Is this going to be free? Does not say. This weekend featured a skill shot contest. Record and submit an epic skill shot video for a chance to win a prize pack filled with Firefall swag and Razor gear. Skill shot contest. Screen cap a stylish skill shot for a chance of being featured on the official Firefall Facebook page. And community unlock. Play during the weekend to unlock an exclusive customized Battleframe decal. And live stream. Join a special episode of the Firefall Live on Twitch TV. Hey, that's where we're twitching, to see Athene and Reese owning the competition with their own skill shots. That game actually looks really, really, really cool. I may have to check it out. I bet it's probably not going to be free to play, but it's, you never know, it could be, it may be. Yeah, Yay!
I'm sorry, it was coffee. Oh.
Coffee.
Okay, throw it up, Ginger, throw it up.
Is that the same one?
No, it should not be.
Oh, you put it in a different window.
I did.
All right.
I'm sorry.
It's like, wait a minute, that's
don't
a
cut
one.
Me. Don't cut me. I'm sorry. All right. Those of you who have been waiting patiently for the last, yes, patiently waiting for The Last of Us, and also watching the lead engineer eat cookies for dinner. Yes, Max, I'm teasing you again. To celebrate. He's gonna cut me.
By the way, this may not be appropriate for children if you're watching.
Yes, not appropriate for the little people. To celebrate the launch of the eagerly anticipated new title from makers of Uncharted 3 and Naughty Dog, Sony Computer Entertainment Europe will be releasing two special edition packages for The Last of Us coming May 7th. Fans will be able to choose between The Last of Us Ellie Edition, available exclusively at Game if you're in the UK territories, and The Last of Us Joel Edition, available exclusively at Tesco and Independent, each packaged in unique canvas wrap and filled with physical and downloadable content. Let me tell you what's going to be inside. And sorry, our U.S. cohorts, nothing for us. It's going to come with The Last of Us, a mini art book. It's going to allow you to explore the world of The Last of Us through some remarkable artwork that gave shape to the game, The Last of Us American Dreams issue. Now, this, we may be able to get this somewhere. You may have to look really long and hard. It's going to be a comic that's created by, or in partnership, rather, with Dark Horse Comics. You comic geeks know exactly who that is. It's going to delve in the backstory of Ellie. The version included features a variant cover found only in these special editions, and this is the first of a series. There's an exclusive game pack. The Ellie edition showcases the Ellie the character Ellie on the game. Pack artwork, while the Joel edition will feature his face, a collectible poster, an exclusive screen print effect poster for each character can be found in their respective editions. And for those of you who have a PS3, you're going to get DualShock 3 skins for your PlayStation 3 controllers with either
that's
Joel or
it.
Ellie. See, that's what I'm talking about. When you have me spend $100 or something, I need to get some physical thing that I can hold, not just, we give you three new mounts. I don't care if your game goes under. I can't do anything with those mounts.
Exactly.
And, of course, in the game, you will get what they're calling the Survival DLC Pack. It has a bonus XP, a melee booster, some in-game currency, customizable character items, and some skins available once the single-player game is completed, which sounds like there's going to be an online version. Ooh, that's hot. Also, you're going to get some other things. Sight and Sound DLC Pack with official game soundtrack by Academy Award-winning musician Gustavo Gustavo Smith. PS3 dynamic theme, some PSN avatars, Winter, Joel, and Ellie. And your Sackboy from Little Big Planet will also get some Joel and Ellie skins. I love Little Big Planet. I love Sackboy. I make him.
Yes.
Yeah, one Sunday he's going to be one of my crafting projects. I craft every Sunday, so I'm going to make a sack boy one Sunday. I'm going to have to make a bunch because, no, Ginger and Snow and Blaster are going to fight over who's going to get the sack boy. I'm going to have to make
I love sack boy. See? I love sack boy. That was like the first download on my PS3.
See, and I guess I have to make one for you all, too, because he's listening, and I know later on I'm going to get a message. What about me? What about my sack boy? I'll make you one, too. That's four. Oh, five. Nature's is going to want one, and it's going to have to be pink. Have you seen the pink sack boy?
Yes. Actually, in SL, I have a backpack that's an SL.
I know. I've seen your sack boy.
Yes.
So, Ginger, do you think you want to play this one? I won't get to play it because I'm going to be stomped to death.
I'm pretty sure
I'm in trouble. I just like to point out, and y'all very rarely hear me say I'm afraid of people, but I come up to Mr. Dykoff's waist, so he's pretty tall. I'm in trouble. I want y'all to make sure y'all say prayers for me.
I'm saying prayers. Do I need to find a place to, like, hide a guy's body?
I don't think we can take him, Ginger. Did you hear me say I come up to his waist? That means you only come up to his
scared.
Knees.
I'm not scared.
That
I'm
means you
scared.
Only come up to his knees, so...
Are you trying to say I'm shorter than you? You know, some days I think Miss Corey is a little bit delusional.
Okay. You're not taller than me like you think, ma'am.
No, we might be the same height, maybe.
We are the same height. I was looking you dead in your eyes, woman.
I don't know what you're talking about.
See? Selective memory loss. Today says 2012 it was vampires, 2012 it was zombies, and 2013 it's rednecks. See, it all makes sense.
Exactly.
And thank you, Rob, for retweeting that. Why can I not stay? I have a list anyway, but it's like worse today. Thank you for retweeting that.
Well, I know a lot of it. I'm over here like, it's all fluky and I'm trying not to cough. So. Gazillion Boss.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Gazillion Boss. Gazillion Boss depends. Huh?
So go ahead and share that because I got something cool that's just all delicious. Right. But go ahead, I'll save that for after.
Okay, so Gazillion Boss Defense pricey content pack for Marvel Heroes, pulling this from GamePolitics.com. Dave Brevik of Gazillion, the developer behind the upcoming Marvel Heroes free-to-play MMO action game, is defending a pricey content pack for the game that costs well over $100. The pack for Marvel Heroes, The pack to Marvel Heroes Ultimate Pack gives players every hero and costume in the game, as well as in-game currency. Gives the players every hero and costume in the game. See, whoever wrote this didn't write it very well. As well as in-game currency and early access prior to the game's launch. Being that this is a free-to-play title, some scoffed at the huge price tag for the package, but Brevik doesn't think that's it's all that big of a deal. If you stop to think about it, many people have spent way more than that on World of Warcraft or League of Legends. Yeah, but you're not League of Legends or World of Warcraft, dude. Brett also points out that all the heroes and non-premium costumes can be gotten for free in-game by playing. Gazillion plans on selling heroes and costumes individually, too, though pricing on that has yet to be decided. You have to realize how much you're getting for that ultimate pack. That's one of the packages available. We have other packages available as well as a different price point. It should be noted that the Ultimate Pack is one of three available Founders Program packs. The cheapest is £13 something starter pack, and the other is a £40 premium pack. He goes on to say that other games have done this sort of thing, like early releases and collector editions of games that are over $100. At the end of the day, he thinks the pack gives players who might be inclined to buy extra in-game and an early discount. Okay, your game's not even released. It's Marvel Heroes. How many other hero games have already come and gone very, very, very quickly? And you're wanting to charge us $100 for a game that we don't even know is going to be very good for a couple of costumes? No.
Wait a minute. Am I clear? I'm trying to make sure. Real costumes or?
Fake in-game costumes that you can get by playing the free-to-play game.
We were just talking about that 2 seconds ago.
So is it?
Yeah. We were talking about the fact that I don't want to pay money and you're only going to give me in-game items. I want some real things that I can hold in my hand and you know, put up on my shelf. And say, you know, look what I got. And I say $100, I got something special. And be able to sell later on, you know. Again, that goes in the bag.
Exactly. Like we've gone back to time and time and time again. At a quest, when I first bought it, way back in the day, early 2000s, I got a little pewter statue. I think my first one was the actual little caster girl. Can't think of her name now. And the other one was a dragon, because I ended up buying like two copies because I lost my first.
Mm-hmm.
But you got that, you got the maps, you got the book, the actual hold-in-your-hand book to read, and, you know, that was cool. And that wasn't so much a collector's item as that was the actual game. That's what a game was. And nowadays, you get squat diddly nothing.
All right. I got one more. We'll probably talk about this Thursday night. I'm sorry, I had a moment. Some other news flashed across. You know what? I am going to mention this before we go on. Mr. Nader, I think you need to pay special attention to the news this morning. We've had some horrible things happen, and I'm not for one way or the other as far as the gun control goes, but instead of you focusing on game developers, maybe you need to be, instead of, you know, focusing on us, help them find some other solution if you don't agree with what they have. A young lady named Kelly Sukla was shot to death at her Sweet 16 party by her father. So this had nothing to do with video games. So quit blaming us. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Our condolences to her family. I'm very sorry to hear that, but it had nothing to do with gaming. People are sometimes ill, and that's what we need to be focusing at, not on video game developers. Sorry to hear that. Okay, let me shake that off. Okay, got some other geekies to tell you about before we have to go.
Okay.
Did you put that up?
Yeah, I think so.
It's called VMix? VMix? VMix. Why can't I say it? We'll call it this. Ginger, it's not showing. There we go. Okay, see this lovely... Yeah, that's it. See this lovely little gadget? Some of you, please put your hands above the desk. It's only on iPad for now. I am hoping that it makes its way to, you know, Droid and other platforms. But what it does, it's available today, right now, for your iPad. It's the latest app to take advantage of cloud computing, according to our friends over at VentureBeat. It takes a variety of internet video sources and mixes them together into a single video stream in a web-connected data center that looks like what you see there, or cloud. Then it sends a single stream to you with 9 videos embedded in it, and they mix up on the fly. So the streaming technology has multiple active video windows that let you see what's happening on each web video channel. This is for those of you who have ADD while watching TV. This is the ultimate for you.
This is awesome.
Yeah, it works much like picture-in-picture function that is available on most of your televisions, but it takes that function to the next level, of course, so you have 9 videos going on side by side. It organizes them for you into sections such as your sports, movies, fashion, tech, news, comedy, entertainment, social, music, GGR. You can tap one.
GGR!
That's my favorite channel. You can tap on one section to do what they call drill down on it, and then it'll bring it up so you can watch that one. It'll present you with 9 different choices in that category. You can pick news. You can see videos from CNN, Fox, NBC. Now, you can upgrade your app to $2.99 after you have a try before you buy period. The app works mm-hmm. with versions version 5 of Apple's iOS operating system. Of course, there is a limit to how much you can see at once and how long the video will play for. If something is being live streamed, then Vimeo can't turn it into a live screen on your iPad, but once the video is posted, of course, it's up for grabs. The Vimeo plays about 45 seconds of the video for each of the channels showing at one time. And they're saying that they believe that's plenty of time for you to figure out if you really want to watch it. The iPad is capable of playing just one video at a time, so when Vimeo plays a video, it may be a single stream of a single channel when you're watching just one show, or it may be a single stream that mixes a bunch of videos into a single stream, blah, 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 blah. Google, that's a good thing. Yahoo and Google, y'all merge and call yourselves that. Google, Yahoo, Google, and other companies crawl the web for video. Vimeo does that as well. But, of course, it indexes the pages. It grabs the videos and indexes them continually. Then it separates them into categories, extracting the video, blah, blah, blah. Lovely. They said what they have is a very sophisticated browser emulator. If you are able to get this, I say you check it out. If you want to see it in action, I think I've got time to toss you into this, and we can show this while the music is going because we got to go. Ginger, throw that up for those lovely people so they can watch it if you can.
Okay, there.
Again,
where is it?
Oh, girl, there is no telling where I put it. Let me put it in a window you could get. Yeah, I put it in a window you could get.
Okay. I'm good.
They said you can also build your own mix of videos. You can share with your Facebook friends. You can select your favorite videos. You can share. Why can't I talk today? Share a collage of videos on Facebook with one click so you can rebroadcast your own video content. Other people can subscribe to your broadcast. You can mark your video mixes as public or private. Remember that music war we had the other night? That would have been epic.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been epic.
Yes, it would have.
Man. Okay. Oh, Nina Bonita. Excellent comment on Twitter regarding Ralph Nader. She said, if game devs are child molesters, does that make me a victim of abuse?
Wow.
Ralph, so you want to destroy a whole industry? Really? Anyway, we are about to get out of here. We will be back here later on tonight, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, showing you some digital fashion.
Yes. Can't wait. It's going to be awesome. And we promise to be a little bit more awake.
Maybe. No, ma'am. See you guys later.
Later, boys and girls. Later, boys and girls.